Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. There is a lady, a woman named Annie Knight. And Annie Knight has become, infamous in our popular culture recently because she is an Australian adult performer. And she has become known for setting these challenges for herself, like to be with, in an adult way, 600 people in 2024, which is what she did. And in 2025, she's aiming for 1,000 people. You know, we talk about her on Extra Funny all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you saw her somewhere, you think, oh, well, that's a pretty young lady.
She's pretty.
Pretty young lady. Doesn't look like this type that you would picture at all. Doesn't look like just trash, you know. Doesn't look like what you would picture if somebody said, picture a cracked out person, woman, that's just... What if somebody say word association, what trash, you know, whatever you would, she doesn't look like that at all. Cause I mean, most people would picture her to just be trashy looking. Right. But anyway, she's in the news again because after she does this, I think it's after she does her, 2025 goal of 1,000 people in the year 2025, she wants to settle down and find love.
Oh,
she said she wants to fall in love and settle down and I guess be a one man woman.
I like that.
Yeah. So I think that if she does, you know, set her goal on that and that's what she really wants, she can only be looking for two types of guys that are going to be willing to settle in that situation with her.
Two types of guys.
One is a guy who is into that world of adult performances and things. Mm-hmm. And then the other is going to be a just full fledged over the top, if there is such a thing, Christian man.
What?
Who's all about forgiveness and, not being in judgment of people and, you know, saying she's moving forward. That's her past. She's asked forgiveness. She's, you know, I forgive her, even though, you know, I mean, he may not say I forgive her because it wasn't anything she did against him, but right. The Lord forgives her. And so then I'm fine with her. And, you know, the Lord doesn't want us to live with guilt and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So which way you think she's going to go?
I got a feeling it's going to be the first guy. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Unless she turns her life over to God. And
that's what I'm saying.
That's how she meets them in the church or something.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She's going to have to, like, the Christian guy's not just going to say, I'm okay. You keep doing it.
Right.
But those were sins of the past. She's asked for forgiveness. And so I'm willing to go on this, in this new life with her.
Yeah. I think it's more likely it's going to be the first guy that's just way into that world. Mm.
And I think once you're in that world, you're in it forever.
You think so? You well, know? No, they have they have a ministry that is set up for ex adult performers and stuff.
Oh, wow.
That it's run by, you know, former actresses and things like that to help get women out of that and men too, out of that world. Now I don't know if they're speaking at any churches around here week or not. We'll check their schedule. I mean, there's all kinds of ministries. There's even a clown ministry. Clown, so why can't there be an ex-adult star ministry?
Yeah.
They've got them.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So somebody said they have a new color of that bubble cuddle blanket that the Cozy Earth people begged me to endorse.
No way.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm not sure. I told them I wasn't going to have a whole lot of time to super serve them, you know, whenever they, I said, look, I'll agree to endorse your stuff, but because I like it. It's all nice, but I'm not going to sit around and, you know, be glued to it all the time.
Sure.
So if one of our listeners, aka radio family members, says I ordered it and then they got a new color, then I'll just go with it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go look for yourself.
Ooh, it's burgundy.
Oh, is it?
Ooh, super cute.
It's burgundy. Oh yeah. Lindsay's showing it to us on her
Zoom. I gotta get that one.
Well, that's the one you should just tell your mama that's what you want for Christmas, and she's already said she's getting all of y'all those blankets for Christmas.
I know, but it's February. Like,
oh, you want it now?
I need, yes.
Okay. I want it now.
Yeah. I gotta wait that long.
So, it's, you get the big TJ discount on all of the stuff that they have on CozyEarth.com. It's 41% off. And then you can spin some kind of wheel and you could win even more.
Yeah.
And, tell them you're with me. They may, you know, tilt it in your favor a little bit. I don't know. I don't know for sure. But go to TJRiggins.com/deals, and then you can click on the Cozy Earth thing there and then just use TJ as the code at checkout. Today is National Mint Chocolate Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is it Mint Chocolate Ice Cream Day or just Mint Chocolate?
Just Mint Chocolate.
Okay. Because I don't hate mint chocolate in all aspects, Riggins.
Yeah, right.
I don't like mint chocolate ice cream.
Right.
And it's not just because I say it's for women, because I like a lot of things that are for women. Okay. I'm just doing an endorsement for Cozy Earth,
right.
You know, and that has Oprah as an endorser. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it can't get much more woman than Oprah. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But I love, my favorite mint chocolate combination of all time is a Junior Mint.
So good.
It's perfect.
They're so good.
I could eat a bucket full of Junior Mints in a day.
I am shocked that you like those. I mean, just for the flavor, but.
Yeah. I like
delicious.
That better than a York.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like a York too, but a Junior Mint is better.
Mm. York's dry, you know.
York is a little bit drier, and that the chocolate on the outside of a Junior Mint is so thin, and
smush it up against the roof of your mouth.
They're perfect.
Mm-mm.
Love it.
Now, Lindsay, Do you subscribe to my theory that mint chocolate chip ice cream is primarily a women's flavor of ice cream?
Yeah, I primarily, yes.
Okay, so not to say men can't enjoy it, because Riggins, you enjoy it.
Loved
it.
Yeah, it was one of his favorites. But
then again, you know, he had a lot of woman qualities too, especially like below the belt. I seen it. But I don't, you know, it's just like strawberry shortcake, you know, that's a feminine type thing, even though men love it. I love it.
Yeah.
But if you saw a guy, you know, order mint chocolate chip ice cream when he's got the choice of all the others that are in the thing, peanut butter and whatever else, is that going to put you back a little bit? Like just kind of, ooh, that's odd.
I mean, Kyle drinks peppermint mochas for his Starbucks order. So, I mean, no, I'm fine.
You're used to it by now.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kyle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Flu season is trending this morning. U.S. officials say it's the worst flu season since 2009.
And they say that this flu this year, there's some strain. I always say that whatever strain it is the word. But they say this one's terrible.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's too late to get your flu shot. I don't have any of that information. I've never gotten the flu. Nothing. I got it when I got the COVID shot the first time. They were like, "We'll just double you up." I went, okay.
Yeah. I've had neither.
You don't do the flu shot?
No.
No, that's not your thing.
No.
The kids get the flu shot, you know, because they're building up the immunity and stuff.
Yeah, but it's not a true vaccine. A vaccine keeps you from getting whatever, like a polio vaccine keeps you from getting polio.
Right.
The vaccine keeps you from getting the measles. It doesn't say, well, there are several different strains of the measles that you'll probably get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then you got to get one every year.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
so it's a flu shot, not a flu vaccine.
And then it's just that I know everybody who's had a flu shot every year, they go get their flu shot and they end up getting the flu.
Yeah, right.
And it's always the same thing. Well, it was a different strain. Same thing with COVID. Everybody got those COVID shots and they were still getting COVID. Well, this is different. It would have been so much worse if I hadn't gotten the vaccine. Oh.
Yeah.
And people walking around with polio saying, my polio would have been a lot worse if I hadn't had the polio vaccine. Oh. No, they just don't get it.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
or chicken pox or whatever, yeah.
So stay safe if you are flu susceptible.
Have you had that chicken pox vaccine, Lindsay? Or did you have chicken pox when you were little?
So I had chicken pox, but the kids got the vaccine.
Yeah.
But
because that happens with a lot of women who get pregnant and they've never had the chicken pox.
Really?
Yeah, because something about that. I remember Jody, you know, never have had the chicken pox. And then she got the chicken pox with the vaccine, I think, like a mild case of it.
Oh,
yeah. You
know, that's rough.
I know. Good thing she was pregnant because I wasn't touching her.
I think it's incredible she's never had chicken pox. I don't know anybody that hasn't had it.
I know, but I guess that would mean she's had a flaw before.
True. You can't marry somebody with a flaw.
Nope.
There's a sweet story out of Connecticut. An underweight seal was rescued just off the Yale campus and just hopped out of the water. And they said somebody called it in. They said there looks like there's an underweight injured seal. So that seal was rescued and taken to.
Did he just get separated from the rest of his training crew? You know?
Training crew. A seal, and a marine animal.
Oh, not a Navy seal.
Not a Navy seal. No.
Not special forces.
No. Okay. So they took it to some aquarium, and they said he's going to be the Mystic Aquarium in Mystic, Connecticut. They said he's going to be treated like a king until he can be released back into the wild in a safer spot.
So they took him into the Mystic.
They took him into the Mystic. Yeah. Hopefully there's pizza there.
I love a seal. Oh, I would have taken him home. Put him in the bathtub.
And then Blake Lively, her attorneys are saying there's other women that had problems with Justin Baldoni on the set of that movie. And all we have to do is call them in there and they'll spill the beans. So this thing is not ending anytime soon. And it is just getting uglier by the day. So just giving you your daily update for Blake Lively.
And Taylor Swift has distanced herself from Blake Lively now because she's upset that she got dragged into it. Got dragged into it. You went into a lunch with him, the story goes, so you could bully that guy. You could help bully him into submission of giving her control of the movie, as the story goes.
Yeah. And then Blake Lively called her a little dragon, my little dragon. Tay-Tay didn't like that. Yeah. So we've got more next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I was walking Riley yesterday afternoon, and there was a guy coming towards me. It's clearly working from home. It's the middle of the day. And he's walking his dog, and it's a mix, and he's got it on a leash connected to his waist. He's wearing some kind of harness around his waist so he can just walk the dog and swing his arms as he's walking. Now, I don't have the most masculine looking dog in the world. I got this. It's called a Kazon. It's just this big. It kind of looks like a big Pomeranian. It's big. But it's real fluffy. I don't have the most masculine looking dog. However, if you're a guy, I don't think you should be walking with your arms swinging that much ever, whether you've got a dog attached to your waist or not. It looked a little feminine to me.
Yeah. And you know what else I think looks feminine?
What?
When they wear the doo-doo bags on their belt.
Yeah. I mean, and it's swinging too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it could be a biker, like a guy with a leather vest and his biker colors all on the back of it. burly looking guy, but if he's got that doo-doo bag holder attached to his belt walking a dog, it just looks funny to me.
Yeah. And it's not feminine to have like a phone attached to your belt. It's dorky, but yeah. It's not like feminine. There's just something about the doo-doo bag that makes it look more feminine.
Because like, usually they're brightly colored.
Yeah.
And it just looks like a tail coming off of his belt. Just like flying off
out
there.
It's like having a beanie baby attached to your belt loop. It's just kind of, I don't know. It just caught my attention. I'm like, oh, he's like swinging his arms. He's really moving.
Every time I drive by, I know this is probably going to be offensive, Riggins, but every time I drive by somebody who is walking their dog and they've stopped so the dog can poop.
Yeah.
And they're just standing there looking at the dog as it's pooping. Yeah. I think they've got to be sitting there going, what has my life become?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. This is what my life is, watching a dog poop. So I'm waiting until I can pick it up.
Yeah. I had a move when I was living in the city and he was doing that. You can't look at the dog. You got to act like you're doing anything else but waiting for him to be done. There's like a whole move you got to do.
Yeah. And then when it's a guy, I'm thinking his wife's got him out here walking this dog.
You know, Ace, when I said it looks weird to see a guy pushing a stroller, Ace really took umbrage with it. He goes, what's feminine about that? I said, I don't know. I just don't think my dad ever pushed us in a stroller. I don't know, but I just can't picture him doing it.
No, I bet he didn't, Lindsay, not back then.
Well, yeah, that's true. But you can't picture him now doing it. But he did a lot of things when you were younger that you can't picture him doing.
Do you think?
I mean, yeah, when you're a new dad, you have to do things like change diapers. Can you picture him doing that?
Lindsay, they didn't even go into the room. They had a waiting room for the dads down the hall where they smoked while the babies were being delivered. They didn't even know what they would come out and say, you know, Mr. Riggins, your wife is finished and you've got a new baby boy. And he's, celebrates with all the other dads in the waiting room there. Yeah.
I would kill.
When can I see her? That's what the question used to be. When can I see him?
Just wasn't a place for the guys.
Mm-mm.
That's wild.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And that's where the tradition of cigars being handed out by a new dad came from, because they'd have cigars and be in there smoking. And then once they were told they had the baby and it was good news, they'd start handing cigars to all the men in there. Hey, congratulations. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Welcome to the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Oh, I miss them days.
Do you?
Even though I never lived them, I miss them.
That's great. Oh,
I'm kidding. I love taking care of my babies.
BS.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, one of the things I like most about having Lindsay back on the show is how sometimes we can deliver stories that make her give out the uncontrollable that shot.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's see if this one does it.
Okay.
Lindsay, there was a woman in Australia that was getting ready to do her laundry. And what day do you do laundry? Do you have a set day of the week you do it?
Every day.
Every day you do somebody's laundry. It's kind of a rotation. That's the way it is in my house too. Jody's laundry will be one day and then she'll do mine the next day. And then Aiden's, he'll do his on another day as long as she's finished and he's got the go ahead.
Right.
My little friend Jenny does multiple loads of laundry every day because she loves doing it.
That's wild.
She wears something, takes it off, puts it in the washing machine and washes it by itself. She has to
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That is aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're potty training broke, so I do his every single day.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're spoiling him.
Well.
I bet if he had to wear them soiled britches around all the time, he'd learn how to use that toilet.
Heck yeah.
So anyway, this couple's doing their laundry, or she's doing the laundry for the couple, and she goes over, opens the washing machine, and notices that it's just like mud, a big pile of mud in it. And she got to looking closer, and it wasn't mud. It was the second most venomous snake in the world.
Oh, my. Yeah. No.
You know, if you find a snake in Australia,
Yeah.
You gotta call somebody, because it is not going to be, chances are, a snake that you want to even mess with.
No.
You know where the most venomous snake in the world is?
Yeah.
Australia.
Oh, yeah.
I think they got number one and number two.
I think they do.
They might have the top five. How did it get in there?
I don't know. Just that happens so much, because every town in Australia has snake wranglers. That's a big business in Australia, the snake wranglers. And the snake wrangler came and got it.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know, the problem is, though, they don't kill them when they wrangle them. They don't kill them.
They don't?
I don't think so.
They just release?
Mm-hmm. And then they come right back.
Great.
Kind of like if you had a cockroach in front of your TV and you just picked it up and threw it outside every night. It's going to come right back in.
Oh.
They need to learn a better way to deal with the problem.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I know, Riggins, when you were a teenager, you worked at the grocery store. You were a bag boy.
Yeah.
Now, Lindsay, you were a bag lady, but a lot later on in life.
Yeah.
What did you do for a teenage job, Lindsay? Or did you ever do anything, because you were dancing so much on the dance team and all?
Oh, no. I was a lifeguard
over the
summer.
Yeah.
I didn't save any lives. I just blew the whistle and said, who's available to get this? Yeah, I'm not getting down off my tan stand.
What would have happened if you would have had to save somebody?
So one time a little kid was drowning. My brother was the manager. So I just blew my whistle and said, David, go.
Oh, my gosh. You suck.
Yeah.
He's the manager. The, and then now she's bossing him around. Go, yeah. David, go.
And she's literally a lifeguard.
Ooh, David.
You're like Wendy Peppercorn.
And he couldn't fire me, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So what else did you do? You never worked in a fast food or anything like that?
2 weeks, I was a waitress at Logan's Roadhouse in Concord. It had just opened, and all my friends were getting jobs. And they were like, I think you're best suited to be a hostess. And so I got demoted, and then I just quit.
Right. And then, of course, Rob famously worked at an amusement park until he got enough money to buy whatever video gaming system that he was looking to buy, and then never showed up again.
Standard.
But there's a list of things out today that says that people underestimate, things people underestimate because anyone can do them, but actually require a lot of skill. And then one of them on the list is something that I've always said. I have always said that being a fast food cashier person that takes the order and then, you know, does the cash register and then fills it up, that is a lot harder, I would think, than what people give it credit for being.
Yeah.
Same.
Because there's a timing of it. I mean, it's not, you can't just step up. You always see it too when a celebrity wants to run the drive through or whatever.
Yeah.
So that, I always think that's harder than what people think it is.
Totally agree.
And also on the list, public speaking. Well, that shouldn't be on the list, because not everybody can do that. It's just things you underestimate because anybody can do them, but they take skill.
Yeah, no.
That takes talent.
It takes talent and it is a skill.
Mm-hmm. Singing, dancing, those are on the list, but singing, I guess they're saying anybody can sing and anybody can dance. It's just to do it well.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Whatever. Photography, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't
because
know
anybody can take pictures, but not everybody could be a photographer, you know?
That's I feel true. Like most people could be a photographer. I don't want to take anything away from, because there's a lot of photographers out there. It can't be that hard.
I can.
Yeah, but it's an art. There are art things that go, okay, no, maybe not. Maybe not, Reagan.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Apple is the top trending topic today. They're set to reveal the newest member of the family, as they're calling it. People expect it to be a new iPhone model. Some of the names being tossed around are the iPhone 16e. So maybe a less expensive iPhone than the regular iPhone 16, or maybe the iPhone SE 4, which is their budget-friendly model of the iPhone. So we'll see.
I'm glad you brought this up, Riggins, because I've been forgetting. Since Rob's not in here with us today, I may have to fall to you on this. My phone keeps messing up because it says I'm out of storage, and it says the pictures are taking up most of my storage, so I don't know what to do.
Well, I can tell you what to do. Stop taking screenshots of pictures that are already in your album to send to people. You're just doubling photos that you don't need. So you just got to find a better way to organize them, put them into albums and stuff. And or delete this, all the 100,000 screenshots of the pictures you already have.
But I know, but I can't just go through them one by one and do that. I've been trying and I'm making no progress like that. I also have a bunch of videos in there from, you know, like the Small Town Adventures series and all
that. Sure, those take up a lot.
Yeah.
So you just got to go through them one day, one rainy day. You spend so much time on that phone anyway. Yeah. So just get in there and start deleting.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much work.
It is a lot of work. Lindsay said the other day she's got 65,000 photos in her phone.
I do.
Yeah, and they're all of her.
They might be.
Yeah. Yep. Stop watching crime for a few minutes and get on that phone. Exactly. Doing something productive.
Clean it out. So, yeah, the new iPhone, maybe iPhone, expected to be announced today. As TJ mentioned earlier, today is National Chocolate Mint Day. They don't call it mint chocolate for some reason. I don't know.
Because the chocolate's the star.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
I guess so. But TJ pointed out, Junior Mint's probably the perfect combination of chocolate and mint. Mm-hmm. I would put York Peppermint Patty and also Andy's Mints in that category. I love those little things.
Yeah.
Andy's.
Yeah. I like Andy's. Okay, but not, it's not in the same category with Junior Mint.
No, Junior Mint's
perfect.
Why don't
they make a Senior Mint? I guess a big one.
Just a big fat one?
Yeah.
You just bite into it like an oatmeal cream pie.
Or you can cut it like a cookie cake, you know, just cut it into pieces and give it. That's what I'd have as a birthday cake.
Yeah.
Heck
a Senior
yeah.
Mint.
It's not a bad idea. And then Ace would love this. They announced a big music festival yesterday in Wisconsin. It's co-headlining Creed and Nickelback. People are calling it the Butt Rock Concert of the Century.
And isn't Three Doors Down part of it as
all
well?
All of them. Tonic. You know,
he loved that Brad from Three Doors Down.
Oh, yeah. Who else? Vertical Horizon, Fuel, Lit. You know, he,
now
he would love that
show.
Now,
that is where I would wear a shirt that says Ace would have wanted it.
100%. There's a topic people are debating on the internet, and it's getting ugly. We'll get to it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So there's a debate raging on the internet, on TikTok and all of social media. We'll get to that in just a second. But I got to be honest, a lot of people grow up and hope to be called for jury duty.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people. I got called to jury duty and I hated it. It was awful and I got dismissed. Okay. And that's a whole other story. But something.
Breaking out in hives, the whole thing.
I was just like, beside myself. It was triple murder.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be involved in that.
I'd have been all over that.
It was awful. But one thing I've wanted to do since I was a kid has finally come true. Yesterday, I got $2 in the mail. And these are real U.S. pieces of currency. And I thought, that has never happened to me. I got invited to take part in the Nielsen ratings.
No way.
Yes. And I have loved something about TV ratings and the late night wars and daytime ratings. I love it all. And I always have. I've always wanted to do the Nielsen ratings. Now, I don't know if this is the full-fledged document everything you're watching. They're asking me to participate in a survey, and the $2 was just an act of goodwill. But I am thrilled. I've always wanted to do it.
Yeah, anytime they ask you to be part of the ratings thing, they pay you.
A little
something, yeah. But I think that they would put a box on your TV.
Oh, really?
The Nielsen would put a box on your TV for that type of rating. So this may just be a survey to do, you know, a certain type of rating, then to monitor everything, they would ask you to put a thing on your TV.
Yeah. Maybe like journaling whatever I'm watching or something. I'm fine with any of that stuff, but it's just something I've always wanted to do. And now I got the letter. I was like, oh my gosh, are they going to let me do it because I'm in radio?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I didn't either. So I'll have to find out, do some research.
And to be honest with you, really exciting. I don't want to get into much of a conversation about the whole thing because when it comes to speaking specifically about ratings things, we can get in trouble so fast by saying the wrong thing or whatever. I'm nervous as I can be. So just talk about the TV part of it. So
he's more nervous than a long tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
But I'm not as nervous as I would be if Ace were on the show because he would just start bad. What?
And act like you didn't know.
We knew this guy one time that went on the air and he said, I'm like, you can't say that even if you're saying somebody else said that. What?
I might be having an Ace moment here.
We got
too much.
We got so many calls from corporate because he would accidentally say something that you know, they call it get flagged.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even know if I can say that. I'm scared to death. Scared to death.
TJ's shaking right now just because of this conversation. Yeah. Maybe, Rob, we might have to just strike this whole segment because I don't know if we can play this, but they sent it to me. I mean, it was a letter I got in the mail. So it's all.
And it's just TV. I mean, yeah. I've never heard of this.
Okay. Well, we'll catch you up during the break on how things have worked over the past 50 years, Lindsay.
Okay. I mean, I've never heard of this. More TJ and Riggins
coming up.